Late one night, a truck driver pulled into a roadside watering hole for some food and drink and a little relaxation. As he was eating, three tough-looking, hard-as-nails motorcyclists roared up to the inn and then roared inside and up to the bar. The place grew quiet, and you could feel the tension in the air. For some reason, they spotted the truck driver and used him as a target for their meanness. One man put salt and pepper on the truck driver's head. One of them took his piece of apple pie, dropped it on the floor where he crushed it under his boot. The third managed to knock over his coffee, causing it to spill on the man's trousers. The truck driver got up, said nothing, walked to the cashier, paid his bill, and made his exit. "That dude certainly isn't much of a fighter," sneered one of the cyclists. The waiter behind the counter peered out the window onto the dark parking lot and replied, "He's not much of a driver either. He ran over three motorcycles." What went through your mind as you heard that story? Did you smile and think, "Ah, sweet revenge"? Jesus' gospel today causes us to think of how we react in cases when we have been hurt by others. Love your enemies and pray for your persecutors is what Jesus says in the gospel today. That's a very different approach from our contemporary society. It was a different approach for the people of Jesus' time, too. At our Lord's time, and still today, we hear an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Jesus pushes in our gospel this morning that there be no vengeance at all. This would have sounded absurd and dangerous to the people of our Lord's time. In fact, in our day and age, when we are taught to look out for number one and be concerned for self first, often at the expense of others, these words of Jesus still are difficult to swallow. However, they are pretty clear in this morning's gospel. Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek, give our shirt, go the extra mile. This certainly doesn't sound easy, nor does it fit the common mentality in Jesus' time or in ours. In Jesus' day, the worst insult was to strike a person on the cheek with a backhand. This insult always resulted in a fight or blood feud. Honor had to be satisfied, the people said. But Jesus said, no, honor is not regained this way. Honor is gained by not retaliating. To make his point, Jesus exaggerates by saying we should even offer the other cheek. This would not have been well received by the people in our Lord's time. The point is that for Jesus, reconciliation and preserving the unity of the community of faith outweighs all other considerations. In our gospel today and in so many other places, Jesus warns that if we're looking for an easy way to follow him, we are then on a dead-end street. He tells us that if we want to be sons and daughters of our Father in heaven, then loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us is the only way. This is not easy, but it is what the Lord asks of us in today's scripture. There's a tendency throughout life to search for the easy way of doing things. We all search for that elusive, easy street. In fact, in Honolulu, Hawaii, if you take the Palai Highway northbound and proceed about one-third of the distance to the Palai Pass, turning right on Park Street and continuing for one block, I am told that you will find what you're looking for, Easy Street. But if you go one block more, you come upon another sign which says, Dead End. This is what happens when we try to take the easy way out of our religious responsibilities and commitments to our faith. We do indeed hit a dead end. We are called to holiness. Ultimately, being holy means that we are conforming our lives to God, who is holy. Being holy is about a relationship with Almighty God. Have we come to church today ready to minister in love to one another? Will we go back home to our homes ready to minister in love to our families? Will we leave our homes tomorrow ready to minister in love to our neighbors and fellow workers? As loyal disciples, we don't come to church merely to get what we can from Jesus. We don't come to church merely to get our own needs met. If we are serious about wanting to follow Christ, we soon discover that genuine discipleship involves more than getting what we can for ourselves. We soon discover that we are being called to a ministry of loving service. No matter where we are, no matter what our vocation, no matter what neighborhood in which we live, while we're there, we are the Lord's ministers, and any other way of living is really a dead end. May God bless.